By the middle of July, summer in the Northwoods is in full swing. Lakeside resorts are full, restaurants are crowded, and summer camps are off to a running start. But at least one thing is still different this year than in years before COVID.
We typically have about somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 or so J-1 visa workers that come to Minocqua, and we didn't get them this year.
That's Crystal Westfall from the Minocqua Chamber of Commerce. J-1 visas are given to people who come to the U.S. for a short period of time to work. So, for example, they're frequently given to European students to work at summer camps or internships. J-1 visa workers are especially helpful in places that see spikes in seasonal tourism, like the Northwoods. And as so many businesses struggle to employ enough people, they're really needed right now. But most can't come over. David Wood, known as Woody at Camp Menominee, has used a J-1 visa to help out at the summer camp for almost 30 years. This year, he's stuck in the UK.
I've never thought for one moment that this year would be the same as last year.
He says he can't apply for a visa because the U.S. embassy isn't open yet to non-essential workers. And even if it were to open, the State Department is facing a huge backlog of visa applications due to staffing shortages. That's on top of COVID travel restrictions still in place that prevent people from countries like the UK, South Africa, and China from coming to the US. The result of this?
All camps are suffering everywhere with lack of staff.
It's not just summer camps. It's local businesses, resorts, and restaurants, too. Aaron Gottsacker, WXPR News.